27th August 1946 Upadesha Saram Unaddi Nalubadi. Sri Bhagavan himself wrote and kept in Telugu characters the Malayalam version of Upadesha Saram, known as Kummipattu. In 1944, I took it from Bhagavan, saying I would make a copy of it. As I was returning the original after copying it in my notebook, a devotee said to Bhagavan thus, Bhagavan wrote Upadesha Saram only when Muruganara wrote about the Leelas of Lord Shiva, about Shiva blessing the tapasvis of Darukavan. Isn't that so? Bhagavan said, yes. What he wrote was not merely about the story of the Darukavana tapasvis. He thought of writing about all the avatars of the Lord as applying to me in 100 verses. He took up the folk song of Undipara for the purpose and wrote up to 70 verses. Towards the end of those 70 verses, he wrote about the story of the tapasvis of Darukavana and then requested me to write the remaining 30 verses as they pertain to Upadesha, teaching. You have done everything. What is there for me to do? You had better write that also, I said. But he did not write them for a long time. He insisted on my writing them, saying that he did not know anything about the Upadesha portion of it, and that Bhagavan alone could write them. What was I to do? I had no alternative but to write. After writing those 30 verses, we called them Upadesha Undiyar. When that was done, Yogi Ramaya said he did not know Tamil and so pressed me to write them in Telugu, and so I wrote them in Dwipada. After that, Nayana said, what about Sanskrit? I agreed and wrote them in Sanskrit also. After I had written them in those three languages, Kunju Swami, Ramakrishna, and others requested me to write them in Malayalam also, and hence I wrote them in Kummipattu style in Malayalam. So the original is the Tamil, next is the Telugu, then the Sanskrit, and finally the Malayalam version, isn't it? I asked, and Bhagavan said, yes. I then continued. As soon as Nayana saw those Upadesha Saram shlokas, it seems he wrote a light commentary on them. Yes, he was then in Mango Tree Chuta Cave. I wrote the shlokas and then sent them to him, telling the people around him, can we write even one shloka like this? He wrote a light commentary on the shlokas on a day when there was an eclipse. They were published in 1928, said Bhagavan. I then asked, how was Unaddi Nalubaddi written? I had to write that also in Tamil at Muruganar's pressing request. Yogi Ramaya, too, was there at the time. He requested me to write at least the bhava, purport, in Telugu, and so I wrote it in prose. After that, Madhava said, what about Malayalam? I said yes, and wrote it in that language also in Killi meter. That will be like a Sisammalika verse. That also I wrote in Telugu script. You may make a copy of it, if you like, said Bhagavan. Why didn't Bhagavan write it in Sanskrit? I asked. Bhagavan said, at that time, Nayana, Lakshmana Sharma, and others were here, so I left it to them. Why should I worry, I thought, and so kept quiet. I asked, did Nayana write the Sanskrit shlokas for Unadi Nalubaddi at that time? Bhagavan said, no, at the time of writing the verses, Muruganar and myself were arranging them suitably when Nayana gave us his advice but did not write the shlokas. He went away to Sirsi after that. While he was there, Vishwanathan and Kapali went and stayed with him for some time. Meanwhile, Lakshmana Sharma wrote shlokas for Unaddi Nalubhadi. The same were forwarded to Nayana to return them duly edited. Seeing that, Nayana said he could as well write the shlokas himself rather than correct them, and so returned them as they were. Subsequently, with the help of Vishwanathan and Kapali, he wrote shlokas to conform exactly to the Tamil verses and sent them. The former, however, remained as it was, while Nayana's was published under the title Saddarshanam. Things happen as they should. What can we do? In accordance with the Sanskrit translation, Kapali wrote his commentary in English and in Sanskrit. After that, Vishwanathan translated it into Tamil. How did the Anubandham supplement happen to be written, I asked. I did not write it for any particular reason. As and when somebody wanted a verse, I wrote one, and all of them were added on as a supplement. For the first publication, there were only 30 verses. Afterwards, they became 40. Even they were written only in the first instance. Subsequently, I wrote them in Telugu and then in Malayalam. Some of the old shlokas are from those written by great people in olden days and some by Lakshmana Sharma, who followed the prose written by me, said Bhagavan. Some of the shlokas are written by Bhagavan also, I said. I must have written only two or three, said Bhagavan. Bhagavan must have written some of the Telugu verses also, I said. Yes, there must be some. If you like, look at the manuscript. You will see the details, said Bhagavan.